accomplish those goals.
Thank you, Representative Ryan. I might add that this is the process we're going through, is to find some of these questions. We've had testimony early in a number of hearings about the gas line and markets and stuff. And it is certainly our prerogative to change anything in this bill that we should be changed. With that, I would go to Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Mr. Chairman, last year, as you know, we had the Van Meer study that went into great detail about what we needed to do to make this project economically feasible. And most of that was contained, repeated back to us in the governor's task force work. And we all know at this time that there is at least 15 trillion cubic feet of gas at Prudhoe Bay, another 6 to 11 million estimated trillion cubic feet of gas at Point Thompson. We know that we have to put, I think, 15 million metric tons a year into the system to make the gas line economically feasible. And we also know that to make this, to get our gas into the marketplace, we have to be in the marketplace by 2005. If we aren't, the markets in, and everyone knows this, in Taiwan, Japan, Korea, will go to the three major producers in our state's other projects that they have around the world. In addition to that, we know that some of the people that would be purchasing this gas is very interested in holding an equity position in the pipeline, such as China Petroleum, which has indicated that, and I think has reiterated recently, several years back when there was a different president, and I think under the most recent president of China Petroleum, they have indicated that they would like an equity position in the gas line and purchase of about 25% of the gas that we would be able to put into the marketplace. But again, we are competing in the world market with many gas projects that are scheduled to come online. As they get into the market before ours, our gas will sit up there in what they call those stranded gas holes for eternity, I suspect. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Barnes. We have Ogun, Councilman Rutherford.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief. I would just ask that this committee give a very thorough overview of this, simply because of the scheduling problems we have in resources right now. And so we don't, I would just ask that you get, we work on it very extensively here and get the vast majority of the work done here, simply because of scheduling problems at this point. And hopefully our schedule will open up to where we can run through resources. But we do have to do most of the work in this committee.
That is certainly the intention of the chair, to open this up, and that's why we're proceeding the way we are with the committee at this time. Representative Kemplin, quick wrap-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I heard some of the comments, and I guess I'd just like to be try to allay some of those concerns, because what we have before us now, this proposed legislation, is, at least from my understanding, it's really kind of a establishing a framework by which the administration and the private sector can move forward with this project, which is a very complex project. And it lays out a process for how that is to be done, and it one of the biggest things that this bill will do is that it identifies what the key issues that have to be addressed by the sponsor group, and I think that is one of the the major components of this. Plus, it gives permission for the administration and the resources, because there is a fiscal note attached to this, to negotiate with a qualified sponsor group. And I think the key legislation that will be coming before us in terms of whether or not we sign on the dotted line and give final permission for this. That legislation won't be before us until, at the very least, next session, and more likely it won't be until the session of the year 2000. And I think that if we heard correctly from the representative from ARCO, it will probably take that long before they have a contract that they are comfortable with to present to the legislature. So I think it's important for us to move forward with this this bill and to get keep the ball rolling, make sure that this project does happen, and I look forward to the products of this.
Thank you. Representative Kemplin. Representative Roeckberg and then Representative Bard.
Mr. Chairman, the committee is in receipt of a memorandum from Alaska Conservation Voice. The redoubtable Honorable Kay Brown is the executive director. I just advise everybody to read this memorandum. It's a very good, well thought out, as we would expect from Ms. Brown. And she raises a number of questions. A number of questions this committee has already raised. But I would commend everybody to read this. And there's certainly issues there that need to be taken up. I guess my question right now, Mr. Chairman, is how we're going to proceed. Areas that are of particular interest to me on this right now happen to be if, in fact, there is to be any equity issues as relates to the so-called affected municipalities in the state. I mean, we should either take that up and get rid of it once and for all, or take it up and embrace it. I mean, make a decision in terms of what we want to do there. I think we need to look further at some of the financing mechanisms here. About, there's been questions, I've had some questions about abilities to municipalities to even raise monies for industrial development bonds and the IRS tax caps, things like that. There's not been some clearer exposition on that. And whether the state in itself, through the permanent fund or whatever mechanism, wants to get involved in the financing, which may be beneficial. I talked to Representative Ryan about some other methodologies that might be interesting and useful in providing the financing. And financing is absolutely key to this project. You know, so those areas, and then the whole issue around the affected municipalities, how we're going to actually treat those people. Representative Barnes brings that up. We have this local government issue and these other problems. But exactly what are we going to do in the bill to allow those municipalities either to participate or sit at the table, as we've talked about? And to what degree will they have any kind of ability to affect the ultimate transaction? Basically, the bill right now allows the administration to give the farm away and negotiate the deal and then come back to the legislature, and we need to look at that also. And I agree with Representative Barnes on that. However, it's our responsibility to put the parameters on this particular legislation. I appreciate Representative Ogun's point about the ability to need to do heavy lifting here. So I think we either need to focus on certain these areas in committee hearings and or send this to a subcommittee, because we're not going to make any progress until we start marking this bill up. Thank you.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. In fact, we will have the pipeline mayors will be making a presentation after next week. We'll get them scheduled in for their...
Are you going to send this to a subcommittee, or are we going to mark up the bill in here, or what are you going
to
do?
What I was hoping was to get some direction as to what we need to do, like we've done today, and then I can assign the interested people to a subcommittee, or we can just do work sessions. I think a subcommittee is probably the best.
Whatever you want to do, Mr. Chairman. But I think we do need to start marking it up and looking at the bill itself and wading through the thing.
I agree wholeheartedly. Representative Barnes?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, there was just another point that was made by Representative Martin that I did not wish to have left on the record without at least some answer being put on the record to it. He raises the issue of reinjection into gas reinjection to raise the oil. And I think it's perfectly appropriate to point out that that should not be an issue. Because if we develop Point Thompson first, for example, we would not need any of the gas at Prudhoe Bay. But beyond that, there is a tremendous amount of excess gas that is being put back into the holes right now that you do not need to raise that oil at Prudhoe Bay. So to say that reinjection should be an issue, it should not be an issue, and I don't think that it in any way can be substantiated that there would not be enough gas to continue to raise the oil if we built the pipeline and started taking gas from Prudhoe Bay. The other question that arises is the question of equity interest, and it has been my position that if we defer taxes of whatever nature in the upfront portion of this gas line to recoup at the back end, that that is an equity interest. That is our contribution to making this project financially feasible.
Thank you, Representative Martin. I will, beginning with Representative Martin, he has not had the advantage of listening through some of the hearings that we've heard, extensive hearings on the gas line and the markets and the local hire and social economic impacts and length of projects, et cetera, et cetera. So I will be getting with him and bringing him up to speed on what we've learned, and then he can draw his conclusions from there and offer his input from there. This is a big project. Not only this bill that we're going to go through, setting up the enabling legislation, but this is going to be a big project for Alaska, and we will do a lot of work in this committee, and I thank all of you for showing up. We seem to have good attendance at this committee, and I think that indicates that we have a very extremely important issue. With that, I would thank you for your prior participation. And